in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOA News Time is 8:26. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to get kind of a needs assessment here this morning from Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon and Spartan Stop Organizer Heather Wagner, because they're involved in the KVOA Drive for Food that you're going to be helping to fill up here in the next couple of weeks, and they need some stuff.
October the 19th is the date. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, gentlemen, for having me today.
Hey, glad to have you both on board. And we mentioned kind of a needs assessment going into the Drive for Food, which, as Ron mentioned here, is October 19th. And we'll, again, remind you how you can get involved here as the interview progresses here today. But Captain Haddon, we had a chance to stop by last week, kind of see the shelves and see the spaces on the shelves. How dire is the need right now going into the Drive for Food in a couple of weeks?
Yes, so we do, our shelves are looking pretty bare. We have the minimal, but we don't have like a large selection for people to choose from. So any shape shelf stable items, is greatly accepted.
So what type of items are you specifically looking for, Captain?
So again, we're a choice pantry, so people are able to go through the pantry and select the items that they like. So we start with breakfast items, cereal, lots of cereal boxes, all fruits and vegetables, canned fruits and vegetables, a variety of soups. We also have our protein shelf that has canned meats and canned beans, and and then we have like side dishes, macaroni and cheese, pastas, things like that.
With this being a choice pantry, Captain Haddon, how does that process work for people that don't know? And walk us all the way back to how they qualify for getting into the pantry.
Right. So anyone that is needing some food assistance, they just call the Salvation Army. And you would call the day before pantry appointments. So our pantry appointments are Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you would call like for a Wednesday appointment on Tuesday to get an appointment. And then when you come in, like say we take you through the pantry and you receive several days worth of meals through the pantry, and you can choose the type of breakfast cereal you want, the types of vegetables you want, the type of soups, and then we take you around the pantry, and then we based on whatever kind of meat donations that we receive from Walmart or Aldi's, you're also able to take home some meat.
Captain Miley Haddon, Salvation Army, the KVOE Drive for Food, our 22nd annual KVOE Drive for Food coming up October 19th, and is it very easy for you to participate as a resident here within the city limits of Emporia, or if you're even close, just give us your address, and one of our Drive for Food volunteers will be by to pick up your non-perishable food donation the morning of October the 19th. Now, the pantry, just in this past year, has moved from the basement to upstairs at the Salvation Army Pantry, and we've been doing this, well, as I mentioned, 22 years, and upstairs it looks like, Captain Haddon, not quite as much room, and it didn't look like there was a lot of food there, to me anyway, and of course I always get to look at it when the pantry's full, so it's going to look pretty empty to me, so how vital is this? How important is this food drive?
Well, this is really important to us. As you say, our pantry is really based off of the community donations. And so between this food drive and the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, that really is what keeps our pantry stocked. And again, with the variety of choices that people are able to select from our pantry. So we hopefully will fill more space this year that we're upstairs.
Outstanding. Well, let's bring Heather Wagner in for Spartan Stop. And Heather, before we start talking about your immediate needs, maybe we can talk about really the niche that Spartan Stop fills here for Emporia High students.
Yes, thanks. So Spartan Stop was started several years ago just with a need that I saw with our high school kiddos that needed some additional food. And we do have food for students, but some of them that just wasn't enough to get them by. So I wanted to get them shelf-stable food that they could have on the go, and it would be something regardless of where they're staying, if they happen to be couch surfing or whatever the situation may be, that they would have enough food to get by so that they were not hungry at night.
So how do kids access the food there at the high school, Heather?
So a student just has to tell someone that they're interested or that there's a need, and once we get that referral, then we sit down and have a discussion with them and see what they're in need of, and then I pack the bags. They're not able to come in and get it themselves, so I have them all packed and ready to go on Fridays, and they are waiting for them up in the office, and then I send each student a private email that just says, don't forget your food bags ready for pickup. Grab it at your convenience before you go home today. And in addition, we put hygiene products in there as well.
Gotcha. And one of the things we talked about when we had a chance to meet with you over at Spartan Stop last week, and really bears repeating, I think, for the general public, is that step right there. Just because I would imagine that there's still a lot of stigma and shame saying, hey, I need food. So this is a really discreet way for the kids to get the food and really the peace of mind that they need going in.
Yes, and that was our goal all along, is just keep it confidential and remove that barrier that hunger can be to their education.
So do you see the need there, Heather? I mean, you have a number of kids taking advantage of this?
Yes, and it grows all the time. Yeah. I'm always amazed at how many kiddos need it. So, yes, absolutely. And I would also just echo what Captain Haddon said, that our shelves are pretty bare as well. And just because the need is so immense right now, it's constant. It's going out quicker than I can get it in.
How have you seen the need maybe grow here this year versus maybe the past couple of years? I know last couple of years, you know, had some COVID tinge to it, specifically obviously 2020 and 21, but how have you seen maybe this year? Is this kind of what you saw before COVID, or is this kind of on a need on a different level?
I honestly see quite a bit of an uptick, and I think that it's because of the economy right now. We all know in Emporia there's not a ton of options for affordable housing. And then when you look at the price of gas, it's gone up so much, and then groceries. So with all of that combined, it just kind of creates the perfect storm of a lot of families that are really struggling.
Okay. You mentioned here the needs. What do you need right now?
Okay. So for me, I need shelf-stable items that can be seen like as a whole meal, but that would be easy for kids that are on the go. So we do like a lot of breakfast food as well, just like Captain Haddon said, the cereal and the granola bars and the Pop-Tarts. In addition, I like to give kids pancake mix and syrup. And then obviously the canned and pouch meats, those are huge for me because I can't do any perishable meats. So that's all I have is whatever canned and pouch meats that I have. Peanut butter and jelly, any type of pasta or soup can. But I would really like to challenge people to think about if we're giving it to someone that doesn't have a can opener, the pop top cans are a little bit more expensive, but they're so much easier for my students. And then also individually wrapped snacks, any type of pasta with pasta sauce, and I try to really avoid glass. And then like box meal starters like Hamburger Helper or even like Aldi's brand or Walmart's brand of that. And then we also do fruit cups and applesauce. So those are kind of the big things. Ramen noodles, of course. I give a lot of ramen noodles and mac and cheese cups out.
Understood. I'm going to ask you both ladies here, too, because I think this kind of goes, some things that people will maybe donate that, you know, maybe shouldn't go in. And Heather, I'm going to start with you. Are there some things that, you know, besides the perishable side of things that people should avoid giving in the drive that's really not going to help you guys out?
Okay, so one thing that is huge is expired items. If it's expired, I can't use it. And I think a lot of times when we're just grabbing stuff out of the pantry, we don't think to look at that. So the second thing would also be I really cannot use canned vegetables. It's just I try to put like one can in for each student, but that would like I have a lot. That's something that I have a surplus of just because most of my kids, that's not something that they're interested in. And I try to be very mindful of the space in the bag. I want to get them as much as I possibly can to fit in that bag. So I'm not going to load them up on something that I know that they're not going to use.
And we've seen you in action, Heather, and you can stuff a bag.
There's no doubt about that. I have lots of experience with that.
I'll tell you what. How could she get any more in there? Yet she kept putting it in. I don't know.
Yep. How about you, Captain Haddon? Are you kind of the same things to avoid?
Yeah, I agree. Of course, I can take anything because most of the adults that come into my pantry can cook. But again, expired items, unfortunately, any cans that have rust or have expired, we're not able to use. And again, anything shelf stable. Of course, jelly is always a big one. We can get peanut butter through our commodities and through the Kansas Feed Bank, but we always run out of jelly.
Run out of jelly, huh? You can use that. Okay, so October 19th is the date. KVOE at KVOE.com is our address to email your address to. And on the morning of October 19th, we will be by to pick it up. We have a lot of volunteers that will be helping us out that day. And we want to give a big thanks to our friends at Thomas Transfer and Storage. They offer up, a big truck and some youth to help us pack and unpack all the items. And thanks to the businesses that we have already informed us, they'll be a part of the drive this year, and we'll be by to pick that food up as well. I know Newman Regional Health, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, LCAT, the First Church of the Nazarene, ESB Financial, just to mention a few, that will be helping us out on Thursday, October 19th, to pack the pantry. Our second 22nd annual drive for food coming up here in just a little over 2 weeks. Can't believe
John, I know,
it's just about here.
It's about here, and we need addresses like nobody's business.
Do.
Please let us know, call us, email, get on the list, and we will do all the rest basically for you. Just make sure that it's there. We'll pick it up and get it set.
Miley, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Heather, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, and I just want to thank all of the great community that we have here in Emporia, and of course you guys, and then all the businesses and churches for all of the amazing acts of service that they do for our community. It's amazing.
Thank you, Heather Wagner. Spartan Stop up at Emporia High School, and Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us to let us know their needs as we close in on our 22nd annual drive for food, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the morning show here this week, we do have the Friday slot open, but that's pretty much it. We also have a couple of Newsmaker 3 spots in the 8:40 time period for Wednesday and Friday, and there's a lot of stuff happening, so we can still squeeze you in, but it's going to get tight here.